Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm taking calls to help you make 2019 the hottest year yet. Topics include the oddest dating stats of 2018, from deal breakers to masturbation injuries, getting you into your role play groove, whether or not age makes a difference in your relationship, and why taking a break from porn and masturbation can reignite your sex life with your partner. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. All the great things we have going on there to help you have better sex. You can easily comment, subscribe on iTunes. We love when you do that. You can check out our podcast everywhere you listen to podcasts. And also check me out on Sirius XM Radio, Stars Channel 109. I am there weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 East, and it's been an amazing ride. If you guys check it out on Sirius, if you want, if you don't have Sirius, get a free 30-day trial. Visit sexwithemily.com/SXM or just call in and ask your questions at those times, because I am there taking your calls. 888-947-8277. You can find me on social media everywhere at Sex with Emily across the board. I'm there. You're there. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low-net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit. And so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. That's a great time. We came across this in an article and we thought it was interesting and kind of hilarious. So I talk about, a lot on the show, I talk about tips and tricks and little things, how to make your relationships better. And of course your sex life, because they're all related. But sometimes there's things that just catch our eye and we're like, huh, this is kind of hilarious and interesting and illuminating and insightful. And maybe it'll turn you on. No, who knows? I just threw that in. But, okay, this was the WTF dating and relationship stats of 2018. Like, weird.
Like, actually weird?
Like, actually, like, really, like, there's a lot of things I'm like, yeah, I've heard it all. But these are like, welcome to America. Like, this is what's happening.
Especially right now.
I know, exactly, right? So, here we go. 37% of singles found it unattractive to steal a neighbor's internet. Seems like a funny deal breaker, no? Now, let me tell you something. What does that say about someone? If I'm at someone's house at this point in my life and they're still stealing the neighbor's internet, like, how much is internet now?
I mean, it depends on how fast
true
you want it to be. But for something that we're on all the time, you right would, it's like, you know.
You don't steal your neighbor's car when you go to a 7-Eleven. Like,
exactly.
You gotta figure out, or you take the bus, right? Or like, you figure out another way.
You do. And I mean, it's like, I think, I don't know, for right now, like, I pay like, I think like $50 a month, but I have like three roommates. So right, it's like $12 a month for internet. It's not a very neighborly thing to do.
Right. No, I get it though, but here's the thing. Well, no, I used to split with my roommate in San Francisco, the woman across the hall, but then I paid her $10 a month. So I get it, you guys. Times are tough. It's expensive, but just to steal it. If I was at someone's house, like, take my neighbor's internet.
Yeah, like, well, what would you say? Like, if you came across this like wire
in my life,
it's like a wire going out the window. Like,
he's like, you got to stand closer to their front door. Is that okay? Like, right. No, I wouldn't be cool with that. I love the deal breaker conversation. I'm always like, what are your, like, do people have weird deal breakers? Like, it's funny. What would turn someone else's, you know, what is it? Someone else's trash, pleasure, trash, lovers and treasure.
Well, that's the funniest thing, because that's actually my Instagram bio is one man's trash is another man's treasure. Because I always refer to myself as like a garbage human being.
I know, which I never liked that because, right.
It's not, okay, it's like self-depreciating, but it's not. Like, I actually have a very high opinion of myself.
I know
it's
just, you do.
It trips people out, which I think is why I do it the most. But me and my roommate and my best friend, like, we just say it all the time. Like, oh, yeah, do you want to have a garbage night? I'm like, oh, we're just garbage. We're human trash. And they're right just like, don't say that about yourself. I'm right like, no, I love myself, but I'm garbage.
Right, but I don't understand.
Okay. I know, you don't get it.
I don't like it anymore. I get it, but okay, moving on.
Moving on.
She's this beautiful human, but I get it's your funny, like, thing with your friend. Okay, 11% of men wanted to date someone more. Like, they were excited more after being ghosted by them. If y'all know what ghosting means, sound familiar to anyone? You go on a date, things are amazing. You're like, oh my God, we kissed. It was with this connection. Maybe it was the one. I don't want to get too crazy, but we had quite a night. And then, poof, you never hear from him again. Ghosted.
And I mean,
and then you get ghosted. And these guys, that's only 11%, but they're like, yes, that makes me want her more. Is it that whole you got to play game thing? Do people still believe in that?
Yeah, it's like the chase. It's the, also for me, I guess, I don't know, like, I would definitely be like, you ghost me, you can, you know, go haunt someone else. But I mean, it's maybe trying to figure out like why it is. It's more of like, oh, but why don't they like me? It's like you have to convince someone.
Because we all want to be liked and loved. Like, I guess everyone's deepest, greatest fear. Like, most of the problems you have, if you roll them all back, are going to go to our fear of not being loved and being abandoned. Mm-hmm. For many of us. Mm-hmm. Like, we all want to be lovable. So in some way that speaks to that, like, you're not going to, like, there's, or I want to find out the truth. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it makes me want you more. We want what we can't have.
Yeah.
I say to that, if someone ghosts me, like, I'm out. Like, I don't need more of that. Like, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Like this person, my favorite Maya Angelou quote. Mm-hmm. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. So that's a great relationship thing to live by too. If you're dating someone, maybe a few times things have happened. You're like, it's weird though, because let's say your deal breaker is someone who, this is going to be benign, let's say, but they're late. You are a super on-time person. But every time, not only are they late, but they're one of those, you're so late you missed the movie, or they were late picking you up from an important event, or you said, and you're, that's who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't change unless they want to change. So if someone shows you who they are, believe the F out of them. Okay. Which one do you like next, Jane?
Okay, I think that this is interesting. 74% of couples bought a brand new mattress when they began their relationship. And the reason why I think it's interesting is it doesn't say when they move in together. It says when they began their relationship. So I wonder if there's a distinction there. Because I'm like, if I just got a new boyfriend, I'm not going to get rid of my mattress. I love my mattress.
That's true. Is there some kind of like graveyard of like ditched mattresses somewhere? Is there just like a graveyard of sad mattresses?
You're right.
Who can afford to buy a new mattress? I think there is something to the like whole feng shui. I remember my friend got divorced and she had a bed in her room. And one of our friends in San Francisco, of course, she was like the gypsy with all the like feng shui sexual healing person came in there and says, no, if you were in this with your ex, you have to get rid of every piece of furniture in your bedroom and the mattress and start over and stuff. But couples, I don't know. It's good for the mattress business, I guess.
Good for the mattress
business. But they're couples.
Mm-hmm.
So does it mean they both bought one? Or they? If I think if you move in with someone, though, you shouldn't schlep the mattress from the old place.
You shouldn't? You think you should get a new one?
Yeah, I do. I actually agree with that.
But what if you have like just such a great mattress?
You can buy it again. It depends how long you've had it. Like I've only had mine a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was last year, I wasn't having a ton of sex. This year, more so. I could see it. Anyway, what do you guys think about this? Mattress decisions. But mattresses just matter. What if you go to someone's house? So my old thing is I go to someone... Like, it's not that I want to throw out their mattress. I actually want to throw out their bedding. Because some guys, and maybe women too, I'm saying, but you got to invest in your bedding. This is just a side note. This is a good dating tip too. No more starchy sheets that don't match and stuff like that. Because we sleep in it. We stay in our bed. So that's important. Important. Very important. Okay. Married people living in Montana, North Dakota, and Nebraska... searched most frequently for sex toys online. I wonder if it's because there's not a lot of sex toys there. Sex toys.
I thought you were going to say, I wonder if it's because there's not a lot of things to do.
That too. I don't know. But I think because there's probably here we walk out there's sex toy store. We've got a sex toy store basically in our office, a closet. But that's interesting too. So I'm glad that they're looking for sex toys everywhere though. So that's good.
Maybe there's less stores around.
As I just said, there probably aren't a lot of stores in North Dakota. Although if I'm wrong, let me know. Okay, let's see. Oh, 29% of singles found it more attractive if their date had an iPhone, blue messages, or you're legit a cop.
Aren't they
green messages if you send someone and they're not?
Well, that's why it's saying it says blue messages or...
Or you're a legit a cop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that, but I feel like it is sort of a younger hip thing to have an iPhone, but would you judge on it?
I mean, I wouldn't judge on it. One, I'm the only person in my family that has an iPhone. Oh. Everyone else has a Galaxy.
Now I'm judging your family, though. Okay, just kidding.
Right? No, but I think it's just funny that somehow society has conditioned us to think that people that don't have an iPhone are somehow lesser humans.
I agree. I think that's horrible. And to be honest with you, I appreciated Steve Jobs and all his work and the phones, but I think since he died, may him rest in peace, that the phones are not what we thought they were. Like, I feel like there's a lot of problems with them, and I haven't tried a Droid phone in a long time, Android, as they say, but maybe we've been a little brainwashed.
You get so used to
I have
certain...
everything in front of me is Apple. Don't get me wrong. Don't get angry. I haven't used a PC in years. I'm just saying. Sometimes I'm like, is this really that great? The new laptops you bought that have problems?
It's the user interface.
Should we call it Genius Bar right now?
Right.
Okay.
It's like so much easier to use, I think, just because we're so used to it. Like I had when I use Windows 8, I'm like, what is going on? Like,
it is true what we're used to. Right? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it's just they mass produce them more and we've been told they're better. So exactly. I don't know.
Make your own decisions. Okay. People in Alaska were the most likely to be catfished. LOL, bye.
That's hilarious.
In Alaska? Yeah.
I mean...
More
actual catfish. Less people.
Less people. And they're like, someone's calling and they're really friendly on the phone. And they've got something to sell me.
Do you think they have more online relationships?
Maybe it's like cold or inside.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't want to leave my bed, but I want to date you.
Yeah. Because most catfishing is dating stuff. So that's interesting. If you're in Alaska, though, this is a public service announcement. Watch out for those phone calls. Have you been getting a lot of those weird calls lately, like spam calls? I've been getting a ton of them. Anyone else? Like, I got one today said that I was going to prison for something. Or not prison. It said I was and it was like, it barely made sense, but it was like, if you don't answer this call, something bad's going to happen and we're going to come fight. Like, and all, like, I got 3 calls today, messages, weird thing. Not about me doing something wrong.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
I am very legal. I know, it's crazy.
That was scary. That's like not even cool.
I know, I'm just sharing all this with you. Okay, so here's this other thing. Don't call me, okay? Unless, yeah, just don't call. Okay, 1 in 3 men preferred to be the little spoon. Switch up your cuddle sesh stat. I'll be the little spoon. When I'm dating, mm-hmm. when I'm in a relationship. Do you ever little spoon? Do you ever become the big spoon?
Yeah, all the time. I think it's good to like mix and match it, because also I can't lay on one side for too long. I have right. to.
You got to flip it around.
Turn around.
I hear you.
Yeah.
We got. Okay, this is hilarious. The top 3 deal breakers in LA were 1, practicing Scientology. 2, crashing on someone else's couch. And 3, carrying a small dog in your purse. Seems fair. I want a small dog I can carry in my purse, though.
But these are like the most, like, I mean, maybe the crashing on someone else's couch one isn't, but the Scientology and the carrying a small dog in your purse are just so stereotypical. I think that's what people think LA is
like. Yeah, when they think of LA, they think everyone's in Scientology with their little yappy dogs.
Have you ever met a Scientologist?
Not directly. I'm sure I have, but I've never like had a conversation with them about it. Have you? I mean, it's right there, the whole Scientology.
No, I mean, I've never.
No, I haven't.
I did go through a museum once, and it was this cool, like, it was like the psychiatric museum of death, and it was like kind of really cool. And then at the end, it was like some Scientology thing. I was like, you just ruined the whole last hour I had in my life.
Yeah, I don't know much. But here's the thing about crashing someone else's couch. And again, I was in my 20s. I mean, people did that stuff. But in recent years, one of my best friend, Lisa, in Chicago, she calls me and she's like, I've got the best, it's probably a few years ago. She's like, I got the best guy for you. He's so great. He's visiting LA. Like, he's just moved to LA. Like, what'd she say? Like a year ago, and you'd love him. And we go for drinks because I'm like, she's my best friend. We go out and he's like, oh yeah, I don't really have a job. I'm sleeping on a friend's couch. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And like, I get it. I've been there, but like in your 40s, I'm like, Lisa, why do you think he's the perfect match right now? Sleeping on the couch. She's like, oh, you're right. I didn't ask him what he's doing. This is the deal with that. It's not that so much he's sleeping on the couch. It's when you're single and your friends are like, oh, I have a single friend. You're single. Like my married friends are like, well, then you obviously must be great together. Because you're both single.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some little more deep diving. Does he have a job?
Yeah, like there's...
Like, Lisa, you could have asked him what he's doing in LA.
There's got to be more, like, things you guys have in common.
Right, but there was
besides
nothing.
Besides just being single.
Right. Like, literally, you could go deeper. Thank you.
Your favorite color is red. This person's
exactly.
favorite color is red.
Oh, but yours is blue. Doesn't matter. You both like colors. You should have kids. You should have red and blue babies. Okay. My mom did that for years in San Francisco. I met Barbara at the gym and her son just moved to San Francisco and he's single too. You should go out with him. I'm like, Mom, I'm not meeting all your friends' kids who moved to San Francisco. Okay, so here's this another one. Denver was the thirstiest city in America. Like apparently they all just want to get laid in Denver.
You've never been to Denver?
No, I gave a speech there this year, but it was for 2 minutes. So I barely remember. But yes, I didn't spend a lot of time there.
Beautiful city.
Yeah, I think so.
Everyone's so nice.
Everyone is nice.
So that's kind of funny to me that they don't actually want relationships just because everyone that I met was just like such a nice person.
Yeah.
And the only people that annoyed me, I overheard their conversation and they were from California.
Oh, see? Were they Scientologists?
No.
Okay.
No, but they had small dogs in
person. They did have small dogs everywhere. Okay, this is interesting. 22% of singles use their partner's toothbrush and 76% never told their partner. Note to self, always keep a spare one around. Okay, here's my thing. This is like the kind of stuff that doesn't surprise me, given that we don't talk about anything, right? Like here we're getting people to say, you know what? Here's how I want you to touch my left breast, my right breast, how I want to have orgasm. This is kind of the same thing. Like, I don't want to be intimate and ask you for your toothbrush, so I'm just going to, like, not tell you. They just think it's gross. I don't know what that's about. Let's just be honest about everything.
Yeah, this signifies to me that they know it's gross. But they were weighing the pros and cons. Do I not brush my teeth or do I use my partner's toothbrush?
True. That's good. I say just always just swish with some toothpaste.
Yeah. I kind of feel like not brushing your teeth is actually more sanitary than using your partner's toothbrush.
Totally agree with you. I'm down with that. Yeah. I think we're really actually learning a lot here. Okay, 30% of women snooped in their partner's undie drawers. Nothing to see here.
That's interesting. I mean, like, I don't know what men would keep in there besides underwear.
Oh, I've done this. Funny you should have. Funny we're talking about this. Well, really? I had an ex. Yeah, in San Francisco. We dated for years. And it was so funny because, and he's still one of, you know how I'm with my exes. Dear friend. But we used to go, and he just had all of his, it wasn't in his under, it was in his dresser. But he happened to have, oh, this happened with another guy too. Okay, this is a pattern, guys. Ready? If you're this dude, call me because I think it's a guy thing. He had a drawer where he kept like underwear or like jewelry that all the other women he's been with have left at his house. Like an earring or a necklace or a thing. Like, first of all, they're going to come back one day. Like, hi, we slept together in 2007. My gold hoop. Like, why did you have them? Have you seen my gold hoop? And that, like, really, I can think of now 2 to 3. And it was drawers. It was like, and they were both totally different guys. One was an LA boyfriend. One was a San Francisco boyfriend. And they kept it. Is it like their badge of honor? Like, I got these treasures here, you know, like a notch on the bedpost, but it's really like panties or a bra. That's some weird Halloween costume, like half of a costume. So you did, was your date a mermaid last year? I just found her tail.
Would you think that that's, I mean, no, it wouldn't be the, it wouldn't be the equivalent to keeping like a guy's sweatshirt, right? Because at least it's like, okay, no, well, I wear the sweatshirt.
Yeah, I do. I sleep in sweatshirts. No, that's just kind of weird because I don't even want to keep my underwear like, yeah, you know, like around, like I don't know. You'd think you just throw it away. You know what I mean? Like underwear gets, anyway.
Oh, you know what? Actually, speaking of this. So a long time ago, I had this person that I was hooked up with regularly. And one night, for whatever, I could not find my underwear. I'm like, where is, I don't know. So I was like, whatever, that's fine. Like over a year later, like after we completely stopped talking to each other, he sends me a picture saying that he found the underwear somewhere randomly. And in my mind, he's just like, do you want it back? I'm like, throw it away. It's been on the corner of your room for like a year. And secondly, right. I do not believe for a fucking second that you just found that.
Right. Well, do you think he was trying to circle back to you? Was he thirsty?
I think it was one of those things where it was just like, you know, guys randomly like chicks' underwear and smell them and stuff.
Maybe that's it, but it wasn't just underwear, right? Well, that was, I guess, oh, I just had another memory. Ready?
Yeah.
They're all coming flushing back in. I broke up with this guy, and he, and you know me with my vibrators. I was spending a lot of time at his house years ago, and I one day got a package and he had wrapped up, it was like the magic wand, like 5 or 6 toys, lubes. He'd wrapped them all up in paper, like newspaper, all my toys, and shipped them back to me, which I thought was kind of nice and weird. Like, I get it, that, but it was like in a package and I'm unwrapping all the toys. At least I got them back. Anyway, I thought that was like, when he touched them and wrapped them, I thought that was interesting. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, on to your calls.
All right, Matt in Dallas, 28. He was a past caller who's on his way to a date with his husband. They're going to pretend they are swingers.
Matt! Yay! Hi, Matt.
Hi, Emily.
Oh, my God, Matt. I'm so excited because the other night you were like, ugh, we're not going to role play. Tell me everything. Oh, yes, this is amazing.
We're on our way. I'm on our way to a wine bar, and he's already there. And we talked about last night. I actually ordered 2 candles last night too.
I'm so glad. So, massage candles, great.
I'm kind of freaking out on my way there. I don't know how I'm going to do this. This is someone I'm married to. So
okay, deep breaths.
We're not texting. We're not trying to build it up or anything like that.
Okay, so tell me the scenario. So you're going to meet. So this is, you're doing the role. You're doing role play. You're going to pretend you're strangers or that you just met for the first time.
We're going to pretend like we're strangers or role playing like we're strangers.
Fun. Okay. So you're going
to. I'm going to text them. I'm not going to text when I'm there, so we're actually going to walk and bump into each other, but I'm like, how do I do this with someone I know for the last several years?
I know. Well, this is great. You're just going to go in, and you're going to be like, hey, you know, come here often, or have I seen you before? And you guys might laugh, but Matt, do your best. I'm telling you the most awkward thing, and I promise you, because I'm actually going to make you call me back, well, unless you guys are having sex or something, and that is okay to trump my quest. But I'm telling you, the first minute or two, you might giggle, you might laugh, and even if you give in, that's fine. But then once you get through it, he'll be like, oh, yeah, my name is Bob. Who are you? And then you're going to find yourself, I'm telling you, getting into it. And just being like, yeah, my name is... Do you know, what are you going to call yourself? What's your alter ego name?
I think I'm going to just name myself Zach. Zach or Josh. I'm not sure
okay.
yet.
It doesn't matter. See what happens in the moment. And then you could just kind of make up whatever you want. Like, do you have any fantasies? Like, do you... I don't know. Like, do you watch porn? Is there anything... Do you have a fantasy that you go to in your head? Ever?
Fantasy in my head is basically like voyeur, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, it's bad to do this in a public spot, but I don't want to do anything illegal.
Right. It is kind of, it is like, illegal.
Like this.
So you could be just kind of a, you could be like an outward, like you could be like a little more aggressive than you are. You could be like checking him out. I don't know how you are, if you're the more dominant or submissive, but you could just be like, you know, have that conversation tonight. So let's say, because you're Zach, you're a voyeur. What else? Let's give you some other traits here. What do you do for a living?
I work in the medical field.
Right.
So.
But what does Zach do? What does Zach the voyeur do for a living? Is he like an artist maybe?
Photographer?
Photographer. Of course he's a photographer because he's a voyeur. This makes so much sense. So what do you take pictures of mostly?
Nature.
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 I love it.
Pieces.
Yeah.
Natural pieces of art, stuff like that.
Good. I love it. I'm feeling that you feel like Zach to me now. So this is what, and he agreed to this. See, this, the fact that you guys are already doing this and you're on your way is spicing it up. Let me just tell you that, because that was your initial question the other night on Monday, I think, right?
Exactly. And I think I'm getting the butterflies, like when we first went on our first date, and I have those butterflies on my stomach. So I'm kind of,
this is exciting.
Trying to calm down before I get there.
Oh my God. And how long have you guys been together, Zach?
We've been together almost 6 years.
Okay. So you are setting such an example here. People are like, how can I go back to the butterflies? I never will. And you're telling me that driving to a bar right now, you're getting butterflies again. Like, this is amazing. I'm getting butterflies. I'm so excited for you because this is what it's about. It's something different. You didn't have to go out and buy anything new. You didn't have to like spend any money. Like you might've already gone for a drink, but now you're just playing it up. So you have butterflies. This is exciting.
Yeah,
I love it, Zach. So do you feel a little better? Okay, tell me. What else? Ask.
I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better now. Now that I have something like in mind of how to play off, I feel better.
Okay, good.
But I definitely will let you know how this works out. I'm okay. Actually pulling up to the place now.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm with you. Okay, Matt, Zach. This is amazing, Matt. I'm so excited. Call us later if you want to, or tomorrow. We are here with you. We are all with you, and you've got this. Thank you for calling. Have fun tonight.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
It's already fun. Okay, please do. Yeah. We could reset that for people real quick, that he called in the other night, met his partner, they've been together for 6 years, and he was like, I want to spice it up. I don't want to do the silly role play or this or that. And I was like, well, you might like it. Do the sexy stranger thing. And so now they're meeting at a bar. His boyfriend was down, and he's pretending he's someone else, and they're going to see what happens. And he's got the butterflies back. Don't we all want that?
We all have the butterflies in this room right now.
I'm so excited. This is one of the million things I love about doing this show every night on SiriusXM Stars is that we can actually, we're here 10 hours a week. Like, you could try, he'd be talking about Monday, and he's already spicing it up by Wednesday, you guys. Change can happen like that. It can start with a conversation. It could start with buying something new, talking to your partner. You will change your sex life up for the better.
What happens when it starts? Like, do you suggest someone breaks the wall too? Like, what happens if it's going on too long and it's time to get to it? Or is that part of the game?
That's part of the game.
You just keep it going. So, like, this thing can go on for hours.
Hours. Maybe they flirt and they, like, touch. They don't touch yet. And maybe, like, Matt/Zach, his pseudonym, mm-hmm. He might be like, hey, I've always had this thing about it. Maybe they're going to have sex in the car tonight, afraid people are watching or something.
Yeah.
I think it keeps going until it doesn't. But it's so, and it really, you think, because I've done these things where you do and you giggle, you laugh at first, but just needs one of you to hold it for a second, and then you move through it. And I'm telling you, I have friends, a lot of married friends who've done this and listeners, and they are like, it was so hot. So until you try it, don't knock it till you try it, everyone.
It's like a one night stand, but not really. Like, you're not cheating.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like, 'cause it's with your actual, like, we all know, okay, we're married, but.
Yeah. But it's new. He already has the butterfly. I can't make that up. I can't give you guys butterflies. That's what you have to do on your own, but I love it.
All right, we have Larry. He's 58 from Illinois, and he can't finish from blowjobs.
All right. Hey, Larry.
Hey.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling.
I got a big question for you. Matter of fact, I've been listening the last couple of days, and you put some pretty good information out there that's kind of helped me out on a few things.
Oh,
except
good.
I've got one little problem, and I've had for a long, long time, most of my life, is when it comes to a blowjob, I can get right down that I can't finish.
Okay, yeah, this is
and
actually.
And I wanted to know if it was if it's something in my mind that won't let me finish, or
right. No,
what
this
the
is a
deal
good question.
Is. And I kind of feel like it. And I kind of, and my partners kind of feel like I'm letting them down.
Right. Oh my God, I love this question, Larry, because I don't think we've had this question yet, that this is actually common. You know, we assume that guys love blowjobs. Why wouldn't they come all the time? Well, you know, we're all different. So, now, are you able to come during intercourse?
Well, let's put you this way. You had something on there last night about watching porn and masturbating, and I've got to start backing away from a lot of that stuff too, because you know, like I said, you put out some pretty good information that I'm going to have to start working on.
Yeah.
And I just seem like I'm so used to masturbating when it comes to coming. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I have to finish masturbating.
Okay, so I think that a lot of this probably could be in your head. You know, a lot of it, we get in our heads because you're like, I didn't come from that last blowjob, so now I won't come from this blowjob, and then it becomes a thing. But I think that if you, the more you can maybe, you know, cut back on the porn a little, if you're doing it twice a day, you know, maybe once a day, if you're doing it twice a week, once a week, and kind of start focusing on more of like a mindful practice of maybe actually the person you're with, you know, and you can also, you know, and give them some direction and let them know. Here's the other thing, Larry, I love that you said this because you're right. A lot of your partners, women, we're going to feel like we're doing it wrong. Like, we're going to think that you don't find us sexy, and that's why we always, you know, we blame it. We're pleasers, and we like when we can't please you. So let them know that, you know what, this has been a challenge for me. I haven't always come through blowjobs. So maybe, you know, start with a hand job. Hand jobs are great with lots of lube. Did I mention how much I love lube tonight? You could use a lot of lube for a hand job. And when you get too close to finishing, you know, she could finish it off with her mouth. So, you know, I think that we always think of blowjobs as this one thing, like one mouth, no hands. But I think, Larry, that there's a lot of things here to work with. So, and nothing's wrong with you if you can't get there.
Let's go to Angie. She's 53 in the Pacific Northwest, and she's currently having sex with someone half her age.
All right. Hey, Angie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, so I've been out in a 22-year dry spell.
You just finished a 22-year-old dry spell? 22-year dry spell. Okay.
My break was because I had a baby, and I decided to focus on raising her and not have any relationships. She's an adult now, moved out. But I recently met somebody who's half my age. He's interested in older women. He finds them attractive, and so we have engaged in sexting and then have had a couple encounters. And I'm just curious, from the mindset of a young man, what the attraction is.
The attraction is that you're a sexy woman who knows what she wants in bed and knows what she's doing. And that can be really attractive for a lot of guys. He's learning, you know, from you. Maybe he has clearly hasn't had as much experience. I always tell people in their 20s, like, you haven't had your best sex yet. You haven't been on the planet long enough probably to know your body. So I think he finds it really attractive that you're an independent woman who knows what you want. Unless there's something else going on and you're like, you know, paying his rent or doing something else. Otherwise, I'm sure he's just
not at all.
Okay. So I think
not
that's
not at all, but
yeah,
it just surprises me to find somebody that his age that wants to go that far with a woman, knowing that there's a huge age difference, and that he even admits that that attracts him.
Yeah,
or that attracts.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that people turn him on. So I'm sure for him, he's got, you know, he finds that really attractive. He's attracted to older women. I think that's completely great, and it's fine, and I don't think there's anything other ulterior motives there, and he told you already. So I say have fun with it, you know, probably, who knows, is that going to be your lifelong partner? We don't know. But I think for now, I love that you're coming out of your 22-year-old dry spell with someone that obviously I'm sure you're having great sex with too, right? So
absolutely.
We don't even have to overthink this one. We've got all the answers.
No, I'm not overthinking it. I'm just appreciating the opportunity.
Well, we're all appreciating it.
How common that is.
It's really common. It's way more common than you think. Yeah, it's really common. It's common for women to want to be with older men too, right? I mean, there are so many things that are common with sex. So yes, I hear this all the time. A lot of my friends in their 40s, 50s are dating younger men, and they've asked me the same things. I'm like, yeah, this happens. Women are amazing. We're attractive, independent, smart. We're not, you know, and it's just something different. A lot of us like variety, right? So it can just be really sexy and hot to be with someone different than where we're at in life. So you can probably both learn a lot from each other. So don't overthink it. Keep having sex with them. I think it sounds fun until it's not, and then you'll know. Thanks, Angie. I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Sarah, intern Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.